This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This will come as no surprise to those who've been in the market for a car the past few years, nor to anyone even tangentially familiar with economic news. But cars are just expensive now. $20,000 used to be, give or take, a starting point. Now, there's exactly one model on the market that sells for something near that, the Mitsubishi Mirage. And then once they get them, between inflation and high interest rates, consumers are having a harder time paying for their cars. Car loan delinquencies are back up to where they were in the Great Recession. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab takes things from there.
When the lease on Serena Pacino's Honda Civic ended, she decided not to buy the car.
Looking back on that now, it's a mistake. I should have definitely kept the car that I had.
Pacino, who lives outside New York City, has been sharing a car with her husband for 8 months now because shopping for a new one has been difficult. She's hoping to spend no more than $30,000.
And the shocking thing for me is the value that doesn't seem to be there at that price point.
On top of that, it's been hard to find the kind of car Pacino wants, a sedan.
They are not on the lot because they're selling so fast.
More consumers and car makers are focused on bigger, more expensive cars. And with the pandemic chip shortage, the average price of a vehicle has ballooned to $50,000. That's $10,000 more than it was 5 years ago, according to Gartner analyst Mike Ramsey. Plus, he says high interest rates mean car payments for the average vehicle have gone up more than $100 a month.
That starts to make a pretty substantial difference in people's ability to afford the vehicles.
He thinks the market has finally reached its price limit. Sales are slowing. Inventory is up. Companies are starting to put less emphasis on higher-end models. Ramsey says deals could get sweeter with incentives.
Rebates and subsidized financing, and that lowers the price a little bit.
He thinks sticker prices could come down, but they're unlikely to fall back to where they were pre-pandemic. Meanwhile, used car prices are not looking much better. That's because demand is still high and supply is low. Fewer new cars were sold over the last couple years, so there are fewer used cars on the market. David Whiston is an analyst at Morningstar.
There's no used car factory, right? That used car does not exist, and that's going to take several more years to work its way through.
According to the auto research site Edmunds, the average sale price of a used car is now just over $29,000. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.